Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Panamericano's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2011 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the Internet. Both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.panamericano.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star, then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. José Luis Acar, who will begin the presentation. Mr. José Luis, you may begin your conference.
Good morning. Thank you all for being present at the conference call to discuss the results of Banco Panamericano and its subsidiaries in the second quarter of 2011. The bank ended the quarter with consolidated total assets of 12.15 billion reais. Origination of credit assets came to a consolidated monthly average of 536.8 million reais in the first half of 2011, of which 88.2% came from the diverse types of credit to individuals. Among these, the financing of light vehicles, motorcycles, trucks, and general utility vehicles remained the bank's core business, followed by payroll deductible loans, personal loans, and consumer credit. Our strategy for these markets is to increase our share in the new vehicles and payroll deductible loan segment, thus improving the risk-to-return ratio for the portfolio. Another segment in which we plan to grow is corporate credit, which totaled 339 million reais in the first half of the year. Our presence in this segment is being broadly restructured through measures like expanding the team and reviewing the entire process of origination, approval, and formalization of contracts and guarantees. In the credit card segment, 478,000 new cards were issued, including holders and additional cardholders under the Visa and MasterCard brands during the semester. Our account base grew 8.8% in the semester to reach 2.37 million accounts with around 3.49 million cards issued. The volume of transactions on Panamericano cards totaled 1.5 billion reais in the semester. The total amount of funding reached 10.2 billion reais at the end of June 2011. Backed by the improved risk perception due to the new shareholding structure, we have adopted competitive rates on new time deposits and proactive policy of reducing funding costs. In this regard, in July, Panamericano exercised its option of early redemption of the subordinated notes maturing on July 18, 2016, whose principal totaled $125 million. Finally, it's worth to highlight that several measures have been taken by current management to review the internal governance, management and control standards, including the implementation of new systems improving the credit evaluation and approval models, a complete review of the controls, formalization, and collection processes. These measures are aimed at creating consistent conditions for the future growth of operations in a more efficient manner. In addition, teams were rearranged, seasoned professionals with excellent market reputation were hired, various functions were segregated, and controls were improved in several areas. Agreements with suppliers were revised, and other initiatives were taken towards more efficient cost management and operational improvement. The results of these initiatives will be evident gradually in the coming quarters. Pan American recorded a net income of 50.6 million reais in the first half of 2011 on its consolidated balance sheet. Please notice that we have created an additional allowance for loan loss amounting to 45 million reais in this semester. On June 3rd, 2011, consolidated shareholders' equity was 1,345,000,000 reais. I once again thank you all for being with us, and now turn the floor to Vili, who will present the bank's important numbers.
Thank you, Akar, and good morning for all. I will follow the presentation whose link was sent with the invitation to you, where you can find on page 3 the highlights of the second quarter. The consolidated net income for the first half 2011 was of 50.6 million reais after a negative result of 25.5 million reais at the second quarter. As a result, the net worth stood at 1,345.3 million reais on the 30th of June, with Basel ratio at 12.44% and operating margin of 124.3 million reais. The total credit, the total credit portfolio totaled 10.1 billion reais at the end of the second quarter, compared to 10.2 billion in the first quarter, but with a growing retained portfolio, and that after a credit assignment without recourse to Caixa of 763 million reais in June, already in the scope of the operational agreement. Thus, the little variation in the credit portfolio's total balance was due to the normal liquidation of the credit portfolio assigned with recourse. On May 27, 2011, BTG Pactual concluded the acquisition of all Panamericanos shares owned by Silvio Santos Group, as already widely reported, and sworn in May, it was sworn in May, the new executive board of Panamericano, with members appointed by BTG Pactual and Caixa, and focus on the operational restructuring. It was informed in June the exercise of the early redemption option of all the subordinated notes due 2016 at a value of $125 million as a part of the initiatives to reduce our funding costs. Well, this transaction was settled on July 27, and the notes were already canceled. Also, Fitch Ratings raised in 3 levels the long-term national rating of the company from A- to AA-, and at last, the preferred shares of Panamericano gained 47.4% in the first half of 2011. On the next page, the table shows the shareholding structure on June 30, after the entrance of BTG Pactual in the controlling shareholder group. And on page 5, we present our product portfolio, which is well structured to support the main credit demands for individuals, whose product portfolio for corporate clients is being expanded. On page 6, we show the main information about our distribution network, which includes 259 sales points. We have active presence at almost 10,000 new and used car dealers, more than 2 million clients, 602 call center positions, with more than 5.5 million incoming calls in the second quarter of 2011, and 3.49 million credit cards issued, among which 186.2 thousand new cards issued in the second quarter. On page 7, we have the main items of the income statement, where it's worth to highlight, in the comparison of the second quarter over the first, that the lower income from financial intermediation was caused by the lower amount of credit assigned with recourse. Without recourse. This amount totaled 763 million reais at the second quarter, as already mentioned, compared to 3.7 billion at the first quarter. So that explains most of the lower financial intermediation result. The next page brings the main information about the credit portfolio, which stayed practically stable at the second quarter, even with the credit assignment of 763 million reais without recourse. And on page 9, we have the portfolio breakdown of our bank. In the first table, we show that vehicle financing continue to be the main market segment for Panamericano, followed by payroll deduction loans. It is worth to highlight in the table on the bottom left corner of the page the growth of the credit portfolio retained. The small reduction in the credit portfolios assigned with recourse and to receivable investment funds, the FIDICs, is due to the absence of new credit assignments of such types in the second quarter, leaving alone the normal liquidation movement of the portfolios previously assigned. With regards to funding, on page 10, we can notice a reduction due to the decision not to renew the higher cost transactions as part of our strategy to reduce our funding costs. Logically, it would be possible to increase our funding by disbursing the amounts of the operational agreement, but it doesn't seem reasonable to us to disburse such amounts to invest in the interbank market with negative carry, only to show better liquidity indicators. Nevertheless, it is important to notice that the possibility of assigning credits without recourse provides us not only with an important liquidity instrument, but also with an efficient way to adjust our capital base. On page 11, we show our net worth evolution in the semester and the calculation of our Basel ratio and operating margin. As we said before, our net worth on June 30 was of 1,345.3 million reais, and the Basel ratio stood at 12.44%, with an operating margin of 124.3 million reais. The table on page 12 shows the most important ratings granted to the company. We have mentioned before that Fitch has upgraded our rating by 3 levels, from A- to AA-, but it is also worth to mention that all the agencies which had suspended our ratings in reason of the disclosure of the accounting inconsistencies back in November 2010, have reviewed such ratings in June 2011 after the conclusion of the change of control. In this respect, Moody's, who had put our rating under revision for downgrade, that is important, maintained the former rating, while Risk Bank has reviewed our index, which was increased from 10.25 to 10.95. At last, on page 13, we have a chart showing our stock performance in the first semester. There was an appreciation of 47.4%, which was the second largest from IBRX 100 index in the same period. At this point, I conclude the presentation and give the floor to the question session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then two. Our first question is from Natalie Corfield of ING.
Hello. Thank you for the call, and thank you for taking my question. In fact, I have three things to ask. First, I've seen that your Basel ratio remains low, and I'd like to know how are you guys planning to address that, given that it doesn't give you much room for growth. Secondly, NPLs also remain very high. If I did a quick calculation, NPLs overdue by more than 14 days, it's around 10.8%. And lastly, your profitability. You've mentioned that you did lower loan assignment transactions in this quarter, but I understand that from January next year, there's going to be a change in the accounting of loan assignments. Therefore, I think you can't rely on that for your profitability levels. So if you could give me some clarity on those issues, that would be really great. Thank you.
Natalia, this is Vili speaking. Thank you for your questions. For most of the issues raised, it is very important to understand our operational agreement with Caixa, which grants us the possibility to assign credits without recourse up to a limit of 8 billion reais. So, with regards to the Basel ratio, this agreement gives us comfort to work with a tighter Basel ratio because we can adjust our capital base at any time by assigning part of our credit portfolio without recourse to Caixa. So there is nothing to worry about this Basel ratio. And with regards to the possibility to increase our credit portfolio, it is also important to consider this agreement because, of course, as we have the opportunity to originate more credit and assign those credits to Caixa, what we can do at the end of the day is to have a credit portfolio turnover which is much higher than our capital base would support by originating those credits and assigning to Caixa under this agreement. So while this 8 billion reais credit limit is not fulfilled, we have a lot of room to increase our credit portfolio, and as it is a revolving credit limit, in the future, even if this limit is all taken, while the portfolios are being repaid, we will always be reopening room for new origination. So both the Basel ratio and the room for growth are not a big worry for us at this moment, at least.
Okay. And what about the NPLs?
Natalie, this is Paulo speaking. You asked about the NPL for the till 14 days of non-performing loans. Most of the model changes has been done in May and mainly in June. So you cannot perceive in the numbers the benefit of these changes. These numbers are still being affected by the old practices. So we expect that these numbers will fall a lot.
Okay. And lastly, about the profitability of the bank.
Natalia, this is Vili again. About the profitability, there are several measures being taken in order to increase the profitability. On the funding side, we have mentioned during the presentation, we are not renewing the higher cost transactions. At the same time, we have taken some measures. For example, we have redeemed the subordinated notes due 2016, which represented a very high cost of funding for us. They paid a coupon of 11% per year in dollars. Of course, with the better risk perception of the bank, of course, influenced by the new shareholding structure, the rates we are practicing in the market are way below what we've had in the past. But of course, in the margin, our funding costs are already much lower. But on average, we still have a former portfolio which is being liquidated with the time and substituted by this new funding. So it will improve over time. With regards to SG&A costs, for example, we have several adjustment measures being taken. All services supply contracts are being renegotiated. There are lots of adjustments being done, so our administrative costs will also come down. And as Paulo Henrique has already mentioned, our costs of provisions for losses are also expected to improve a lot, with the new portfolios being originated.
Natalia, this is Paulo again. You made a point about the accounting rules change.
No, but that I understood that as your portfolio has been, you have an agreement which is without recourse, so
perfect.
It shouldn't impact, right?
Perfect. Yes.
Okay.
We don't need to change our model now.
All right. Now I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one at this time. Once again, it is star, then one to ask a question. Since there seem to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Jose Luis Acar for his final remarks.
Okay, thank you again for all to participate in our second quarter conference call, and I hope to see you in the next quarter. Thank you.
This concludes Banco Panamericano's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.